Because the trauma of infertility doesn't just go away. Hi, welcome to Diagnosis Infertility. I'm Andrea. I'm a health and life coach and infertility warrior, and I want to normalize the trauma associated with infertility, but also make you laugh out loud at least once. If you're trying to wrap your head around fertility, maybe you have experienced infertility in the past, maybe you're worried about it in the future, or you're currently in the freaking trenches going through it right now, or maybe someone close to you is, then this podcast is for you. Here we are all about being raw, telling it how it is, and giving you real action items to support your mental, emotional, and physical health. Because girlfriend, it's about all three. Okay, let's get started. Okay, I'm gonna try something new in the attempt to be raw, authentic, and honest. So I do my best thinking when I'm driving, which maybe other people do. I love the silence. I mean, sometimes I listen to podcasts. Sometimes I just listen to silence because, you know, after years of infertility and having my kids, they are loud and they are a lot. I love them dearly and I've prayed and prayed and prayed for them. But sometimes I like silence because I don't get a lot of silence. And I'm okay with that. I'm not complaining about that in any capacity. I'm just telling you why I like silence. So now I'm telling you why I like to record or think or process in the car. So I want to talk to you today about change. There's five stages of change, and I think about change with infertility, and I think about change with lifestyle and habits, and yeah, here we are. So the first one we have is called pre-contemplation. So this is the stage where you are not even thinking about change. You are possibly defending any habits that you have, or you don't see the need to change and you're comfortable where you're at. So this might be even a stage where you're grieving or a stage that you need to be in for a little bit longer where, you know, it's just not time yet. So pre-contemplation is, like I said, this stage or the being that you're in when you're not thinking about change. So when I think about habits and routines, this is where you're at when you're like totally good with your lifestyle and you're totally good with your habits and you're like, F that. I do not want to change. Like, my wine habit that I have, I am breaking, but my wine habit that I have, I would totally justify why it was okay to have like a glass of wine a night or whatever it is, and I didn't have any desire to change, and that's okay. Pre-contemplation is an okay place to be. In infertility, like I said, I feel like you're in the pre-contemplation phase when you're honestly navigating and figuring it out. You may have experienced a loss, your transfer maybe didn't work, or you're like just keep seeing negative pregnancy tests and you're not ready to get out of that funk, right? You've gotten into this like funk and you're just grieving and you might even just be surviving. And that's okay. So next we have the contemplation stage, and this is an interesting stage to me and a stage that I think we sit in for a super long time. At least I know I did. That was my experience. So the contemplation stage is when you're ready to make a change, but you maybe don't believe you can make the change, or you don't really know what to do. You're maybe researching things a little bit, or like I said, you're in the know. You know what's going on, but you're not quite ready to commit or take action. And I'm gonna go back to my wine situation here. I was starting to get headaches often in the morning, or I just noticed myself not really waking up when I wanted to. I'm a morning routine kind of a person, and I built my business. I built this freaking business. I changed my life. I flipped the freaking script in the morning before work, before my kids got up. And it is a super, super important part of my day, of my being, of who I am, and how I've changed. That morning routine is all of that for me. And I started getting on the wine club, you know what I mean? And I started drinking wine, like just a glass, probably every night. I don't really know. I don't really remember. It was a lot. And I was not getting up from my alarm. And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? Well, I was listening to a podcast and it was talking about what's standing in the way between you and your dreams. And I was like, my freaking glass of wine is holding me back from the life I want. Because, you know, I wasn't getting up. I wasn't starting to get things done. Yada, yada, yada. So I knew that I had to change. And so I was in that contemplation stage where I knew what was going on. And I in my head, I thought I could, like, do this. And I had the action plan. But I was not ready to commit to it. And that's okay. That is okay. When it comes to being in the pit of infertility, or maybe just experiencing the trauma of infertility, like so many of you who I talk to, your goal is to live life again. Your goal is to enjoy. Your goal is to be happy. And it's hard to be happy. It's hard to enjoy. It's hard to keep moving forward and pour into your own cup when you are in the thick of infertility, because it is a soul-sucking freaking journey. And a lot of you are in that contemplation stage where you know you need a change. You know you want a change. You are not okay, and you're okay with wanting to be okay. But you're not quite ready to take the leap. You're not quite ready to hire the coach, to ask for the support, to do the hard, hard work, because this is hard work, you guys. Coaching with me is not a cakewalk. I ask you to be uncomfortable. I ask you to get uncomfortable, because we are living a life of comfort right now, meaning we are staying stagnant. So sometimes when I ask you to do things that are uncomfortable, it's because I'm asking you to do something you've never done before. Therefore, get into a place that you've never been before. Okay? So a lot of you sit in this contemplation stage. A lot of people that I'm having conversations with right now are in this contemplation stage. They are not ready to make that commitment quite yet, but they are aware. And they know. And that's okay, right? We need to experience stage of change. Okay, so the next stage is preparation or determination. So this is when you are ready to make the change. So when it's somebody who is experiencing infertility, like, or in the pit of infertility, and you're just feeling like the journey has sucked everything from you, because that's so real and so common, you're like, I need help. This is not working. I need to do something. And that's when you're scheduling the discovery call, or you're talking to the people, or you're signing up for acupuncture, or you're talking to your doctor, whatever it is. It's like in the next 30 days, you are going to take action. So maybe you're preparing to take action. So the preparation stage is like, yep, I'm going to do this. I'm going to sign up for this discovery call. And I'm going to show up for it. Or when it comes to my wine with the preparation, I started thinking about, like, what is it that I need to substitute, right? I'm making a plan. So what do I need to substitute? I love wine so much, but is it the oral fixation? Is it the nightcap that I'm liking? Or is it the true taste and act of wine and what it's doing to my body? Well, yes, I love the taste of wine. Yes, I love the taste of wine. But I also think it's just the act of drinking something that's not water. And so I started drinking a lot of tea, or I started planning to drink a lot of tea. So in the preparation stage, I purchased tea and I made a plan for, like, I'm going to have wine only on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Right? And kind of easing my way out of it there. So that's the preparation stage, as you are planning to make a change in the next 30 days. Okay, so the next stage is the action stage, which is pretty self-explanatory. So this is the stage where you're doing the stuff. You're doing the thing. You're taking action and you're making the change for any of the habits that you want to switch or any of the things that you want to do. So this is the slog. This is the grit and the hard work, and this is the really unsexy part of change. And it's hard, but it's totally amazing and totally worth it. And a lot of times it's slow. So the action part of change is when you're doing the thing. I love change. I think everyone in my life will tell you and agree that I absolutely love change. I love to switch things up. I love to keep things fresh. And I love to experience new things. But that's also my nervous system for me to be fulfilled in my life. I love constant stimulation. Otherwise, I get bored and disengaged. And so I feel like when I was in the rut too, I was in such a freaking rut of infertility. Even though I was pregnant with my second son, my first son is in heaven. So for those of you who don't know, I got pregnant with twins with my first round of IVF, and our son did not make it through the pregnancy. Halfway through the pregnancy, he did not have a heartbeat, and so I absorbed him. We named him Corbin. And then I had a little girl. And my second pregnancy, we transferred two embryos, and one of them stuck, and that is our son. Anyway, I was totally in not a good place when I was pregnant with him because I was on bed rest, and I absolutely hated my body. I hate that it couldn't get pregnant naturally. I hated that it couldn't stay pregnant very well, and I hated that I sucked at pregnancy. I hated that the whole world around me moved on, and I hated to see women who were pregnant, who were in their third trimester and did not have to lay down. Freaking killed me. So anyway, I was in this really dark pit. And the change, the slog, the action, what I did not happen overnight. It took me years. It took me years of consistently showing up for myself, of moving the needle little by little, of swinging the door, those little hinges, moving big doors. And little by little, every day was maybe 1% better. And soon, all of a sudden, it kept getting better and better and better because I showed up and I was consistent. And so the action plan is the totally unsexy part of change. But that's the part of change that is so freaking important, is that consistency, is that showing up, if that change is gonna stick for you. So when it comes to my wine, I had to do it. I had to do the work. I had to make my tea. And it wasn't always pretty. It was a lot sexier when I drank wine. Because, you know what I mean?
Okay, I really hope you're enjoying the show. I wanted to pop in here and talk about one of my favorite supplements. So it's called Gut Personal, and I've been using it for about 6 months now. And I gotta tell you, one of my best friends is an incontinence therapist, so she's trained in pelvic floor and pelvic health, and she gives the best gut massages. It's the best thing to get me to poop, and I was like begging for them a couple times a week, and I told her I would totally pay her for all of this. Even on my birthday, I asked for a gut rub, and honestly, it just made these beautiful poops. I felt so good. But I haven't had to do any of that since I started using Gut Personal. Maybe once I've asked her to do it, and it was related to my period. So there's four different products that I use. The first one is called the Soother, and it soothes your beautiful gut, and it helps calm heartburn and acid reflux, which I have a ton of. The next one is the Healer, and this one is like gut and immune essentials. So this one totally works on the skin issues that I have. So like my eczema and a lot of food sensitivities that I have because I have a gluten sensitivity and a dairy sensitivity. And then the last one that I love is called the Miracle Worker, which is a magnesium supplement. And that works on, you know, a restful night's sleep, and it really supports your anxiety during the day and helps you poop every day, which I mean, obviously I super love. And it's also, you guys, known to help with your muscle and period cramps. And I lied. There is one more, and that is the daily probiotic, which helps you decrease the bad bacteria and increase the good bacteria and totally helps with immune support. So if you are totally into this and if you're wanting to look at it a little bit more, there's a little quiz on the website. So it's gutpersonal.com, and you go and you take the little quiz and fill out the quiz, do all those things. And then, you guys, you can get 10% off with my code. My code is HERSHIT. I kid you not. I had a little too many cocktails when I signed up for this. So it's HERSHIT, which is kind of relatable because my business is called HER, Health and Empowerment and Reproduction. And I mean, SHIT is what we're ultimately trying to do, right? So pop on there. I promise, totally worth it. Tag me in any of the stories talking about how much you love it, or just send me a message because I want to hear from you. Okay, bye. Right.
And the last stage is maintenance. Is the maintenance stage. So your ability to overcome and like have the willpower to not fall back into a former habit. And I'm not talking like never treating yourself or never slipping. So for example, with somebody who is just learning how to a meal prep or meal plan, and their habit is, you know, to do this weekly and to have two or three meals planned a week. And then Christmas hits and they don't meal plan at all. And they feel like they fell off. But within the next, you know, weekend or the next week, they're like, oh, I gotta get right back on it. That is true maintenance, right? Their ability to be like, hey, I noticed I haven't been, you know, following through on this habit. I miss it. I love it. And I'm gonna hop back right on it. So in the maintenance stage, it doesn't mean that you're never going to stray a little bit and or be perfect, which, I mean, none of us are ever going to be perfect, and I would never, ever want that to be the expectation, even though I talk to so many of you. Right now I have a client who just takes on the world. She is wonderful and amazing, and I can just tell the perfection is so close and so there. So in the maintenance stage, like, we don't expect perfection. Like, I even think about clinically as an occupational therapist in the clinic, we expect mastery at 80%. So why would you ever expect 100% of yourself? That's ridiculous. So the maintenance phase is essentially being 80%. So I, 3 years ago, got on the working out train because I love to move my body. And I, you know, I started with once a week, and I did that for like 4 or 5, maybe 6, maybe 3 months. I don't know. I was going to say 4 or 5 weeks, maybe 6 months. I'm not really sure. But eventually I added like 2 times a week, and that's what worked for me. And then I was like, you know what? I can handle 3 times a week. And then before you know it, I was at 4 to 5 times a week, super consistently. And then a morning like this morning happens where I have a little bit of a sore throat, or going to Mexico in a few days. By the time you hear this, I will have been back from Mexico. But we're going to Mexico in a few days, and it's just busy, and it's a lot. And I've been really pushing myself health-wise, you know, leading up to this Mexico trip, which, to be honest, is a whole other podcast, a whole other topic, and a whole other thing about body image and swimsuits, but pin that because we're not talking about that. So it comes to a morning like this where I decided to not move my body, and I hadn't really had a plan to move my body this week. I think I was like in my head gonna move my body every day, but that's unrealistic. But I don't feel bad about it, right? And I know that moving my body is such a good part of my habit that it's not something I've fallen from, right? Because I schedule it now and it's important to me. And so this maintenance part is getting the right tools and tips and tricks in place for you to want to sustain the habit that you've created. Now, if it's a habit that you are creating, it's got to be something you want to create. There has to be a really big why behind it. And that is something in our coaching, like in the first 2 sessions, we really dig in deep to your why behind the why. And we need to know that because, like I said earlier, I'm going to be asking you to do things that are uncomfortable. And if you don't know that why, chances are you're not going to do it. So it goes back to that maintenance phase too, is that knowing your why. So like for me, why I want to move my body is because it makes me feel so good. It makes me feel accomplished. It makes me feel strong. And I'll be honest, I like the physical benefits of moving my body. Like I like toned arms. Do I have a flat stomach? No, but I like feeling strong. Okay. So that is not why I move my body. Those are things I like, but the why is because I can't show up as my best self if I do not feel good. And I feel good when I work out. It's the same with the glass of wine. Why are you not drinking wine every day like you used to? Because it makes me feel icky and I can't show up as my best self and get the things I want to get done. I can't change the way the world experiences infertility if I don't work out and if I drink wine, because I'm too groggy and foggy to show up for my dream. So that maintenance phase is I know my why. And so I think about my why whenever I'm tempted with my glass of wine. Or if I don't want to work out, like if I fall too far in, I know the other side of that and what's going to happen. And I know how important this business is to me and how important it is to reaching you guys. So the maintenance part of it, you still can use a coach. You still can use your tips and tricks and your tools, because you're going to need them at times. But the way I coach and the way I do things is that we're going to create a habit that you don't even realize you're doing. Like, it's not going to be hard at all. And already the clients that I have who are creating these habits, I just love it. It's like no big thing. They're just doing it. I'm like, that's the point. So anyway, those are the five stages of change. And it is something that is interesting to me. So where are you at in your stage of change? Like, is there something you want to make a change in? Is there something that, like, maybe you're in that pre-contemplation where you're just like, no, I am not ready for this? That's okay. And that contemplation where you're ready and you're kind of thinking about it, you know, looking around, doing those things. Or are you like preparing? Are you signing up for the coaching call? You know, because I think something that's so important for you to reach your goals is hire a coach. It doesn't have to be me. But coaches are, I think, the future of healthcare, really. We hold you accountable. We push you and stretch you past your limits. Only if you want to be stretched past your limits. And we are super there if you are committed and you are ready to do the work. We help get that work aligned for you for what you want and where you want to go. Okay, so where are you at in your stages of change? Are you in a spot where you want to be? Are you okay with where you're at? Or do you want to be, you know, in the next stage? Like, maybe, honestly, if you're in pre-contemplation, you're not going to be wanting to be trained in at all, you know? Like, you're just happy with where things are at, and that's good. I mean, like, happiness is part of it, too. It's when you start feeling like, oh, my word, I need to change that that contemplation stage. Like, if you're in there, what are you doing to get to the preparation stage or the action stage? You know, what are you aligning for yourself? What are you putting in your day, in your calendar, to support your goals, to push you forward? Because are you doing it all on your own? And how is that working for you? What has worked for you in the past? If something's worked for you in the past, align with that and go after it and get it on your calendar. If nothing's worked for you in the past, that's when I would look at hiring a coach to know what to move forward with, right? Because if you keep doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results, that's not going to ever happen. You need to change up what you're doing in order to make a change.
Thank you for listening in today. I hope it inspired you, or maybe you outwardly snorted out loud. Either way, totally cool. Now listen, those of us who really need to hear something like today's episode might need a gentle nudge to tune in. Please, if you know anyone that would benefit from today's episode, please text it to her right now. And remember, you are not a mess.
You are brave for trying. Can't wait to talk soon.